Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. There were tense exchanges in the White House briefing room over reports that a doctor who specializes in Parkinson's disease had been in the White House on multiple occasions. CBS's Ed O'Keefe sparred with White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The White House facing repeated questions about President Biden's medical history.
Has the president been treated for Parkinson's? No. Is he being treated for Parkinson's? No.
But the press secretary refused to confirm that Dr. Kevin Kennard, an expert on Parkinson's disease, visited the White House 8 times from last summer to this past spring. Public White House visitor logs show Kennard also met at least once with the president's personal physician.
You're Dr. asking
Kevin
me,
Kennard, come
I
to
cannot,
the White House
but just, and I also said to you,
condition.
Ed, I also said to you, for security reasons, we cannot share names.
NATO leaders will begin a 3-day summit Tuesday in Washington, where they're expected to double down on military support for Ukraine in its war against Russia. A preview from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Ukraine may dominate the discussions along with the threats to the military alliance from Russia and China, but politics will also take center stage with a new prime minister in Britain, President Biden in an election battle, and political turmoil in France.
Recovery is beginning after Hurricane Beryl slammed into southeast Texas. CBS's Janet Shamlian is there.
And now the cleanup.
Heard a sound cracking and then a loud boom.
Joe Gibbons showed us the 60-year-old tree that came down within feet of him.
This is a massive tree.
It is. And if this was a Category 1, I would hate to think what it would have been like had it stayed a 4.
The heat blanketing the nation isn't just uncomfortable, it's deadly, says CBS's Carter Evans.
In Phoenix, there's been an 84% increase in possible heat-related deaths so far this year. And in California's Death Valley, a motorcyclist died from heat exposure over the weekend.
At least 5 deaths are being blamed on the heat. The FAA is investigating now after a tire fell off a United Airlines plane on takeoff from Los Angeles. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleave.
The incident is eerily similar to one earlier this year. Where a 777 taking off from San Francisco's airport lost a wheel that then came crashing down onto cars in a parking lot. That incident prompted an FAA investigation as well.
The plane landed safely, however, in Denver. The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, screened 3 million airline passengers Sunday. It's the largest number ever in a single day for the agency. It works out to 35 passengers a second. 8 of the 10 busiest days ever for TSA have come this year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Media news, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Eau Claire parents are asking the Supreme Court for permission to sue their school district over a gender support policy. The district policy says staff should respect the student's chosen gender and doesn't need to notify parents. Parents say that violates their constitutional rights. The case has already been dismissed twice from lower courts for lack of standing. A lot of farm workers do their jobs outside in extreme heat in the summer. The Biden administration wants to guarantee them mandatory rest breaks, shade, and clean drinking water. Samantha Guerrero is a community organizer who says it's high time.
There are a lot of farm workers who are in danger of losing their lives in these extreme temperatures. And so far, we have seen no urgency to enact or create any protection.
479 American workers died from heat exposure between 2011 and 2022. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Brewer baseball back home tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers begin a 3-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at AmFam Field. The Pirates coming off an 8-2 win over the Mets. Pittsburgh's big O'Neill Cruz with a 2-run homer had to exit the game later with a hamstring injury. NBA free agency continues, and a lot of questions about how the Bucks plan to shape their roster. Bucks GM John Horst.
It's intentional, right? We've got six returning core guys that we know are ready now to compete at a high level and take us where we want to go. We've got three returning young vets that contributed last year and should take another jump this year in Marjan, AJ, and Andre. Chris Livingston had a great first year with us. He's working his ass off, and he's going to be ready to contribute also. And now we've got Tyler and AJ pushing there. And we've got three spots on our roster right now in free agency as soon as we're done with this press conference that we're going to go and figure out the best balance and how they fit the rest of that group.
That's the Bucks general manager, John Horst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any shower or rumble of thunder ending, we'll see partly cloudy skies the remainder of the night. Lows near 60 and winds will be light. On Tuesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, highs in the lower 80s, a slim chance of a shower or storm. It's 60 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Dells on our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. Will Todd be on a duck boat? Find out.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We are back. It is the Tom Hartman Program, and we are going to go to your calls. Thank you for waiting so patiently, and thanks for being part of this community. We've been talking about what makes America strong. We've been talking about my frustration with what I call the debate, the layers of generality away from the issues that we need to be confronting. Because I said there were two layers away. It's actually sort of a third, because the reason we actually care about the president and who the president is isn't actually because of who the president is. It's actually because of what the president will do. So the most relevant discussion is probably, what will the president do? What should a president do? What should a president not do? Maybe even more relevant than that, or at least closer to the matter, is what needs to happen in the country? What do we need to do to have a more perfect union? What do we need to do to rebuild the middle class, to strengthen democracy, to fight climate change, to have a place where everybody's got a real chance, where women have real bodily autonomy? Where do we actually make sure that communities can thrive, where we don't have gaping wealth disparities? How do we have a discussion about what we want the country to do? That's probably the first layer discussion, right? And then the next layer discussion is, okay, well, given that, here's what the country needs to do. Then after that, what should a president do? What is the role of the presidency? What judges and justices should they appoint? What administration officials should they hire? What policies should they support? Who supports those policies? What are their basic values? What is their track record in doing that? Would get to be the third layer. Right? So that first layer is, what do you need to do as a country? Second layer is, therefore, what should a president do? And the third layer is, who should do it? Who has the ability, who has the track record, who has the network of relationships, who can be trusted, who has the values in order to execute that program? That'd be the third level. That's a very legitimate discussion. That's why we have elections. But now the discussion, over the past week, the discussion's been this fourth layer, which is, who is best able to make the case on television that they can do that third thing, that third layer thing, which is actually be the president, to be able to accomplish that second layer, what presidents need to do, in order to move forward on that first layer, that important layer is what the country needs to do. So we end up having this sort of meta upon meta upon meta upon meta discussion, which feels so far removed from the decisions we need to be making. It makes us dumber, not smarter. It puts us all in the position of being sort of armchair pundits, of guessing what somebody else would do and how somebody else will vote. It doesn't mean I don't think it's a relevant discussion. And I'm not really throwing stones at the people who want to have it. But I do think it's a little bit out of whack in terms of priorities. and that we should be getting our priorities straight. We should have a sense of proportionality and have our objectives and values in mind when we decide how we're going to spend our time. Right now, we are going to have caller roulette, and by that I mean some panel of people, unbeknownst to me, is going to pick the next caller. And that caller is going to introduce themselves, and we're going to talk about the thing that you want to talk about. And that's how it's going to work. It's going to be wacky. It's going to be fun. It's going to go great. And it's going to go great because we have the smartest set of listeners and the smartest set of viewers of any political talk program in the country. And that I am quite confident. I've listened to other radio shows, and I've heard you, and I learned something from you every single time, and I appreciate it. Let's bring on a caller. Mark in Columbia, go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing? Ex-Pat here in Columbia. Hey, you know what? I'm glad that your dad brought up the British elections because Keir Starmer, that acceptance speech was just simply amazing. I was like, I haven't been that transfixed by a speech since John F. Kennedy. I mean,
you had the same reaction?
I'm sorry, what?
You had the same reaction as me, it sounds like.
Oh, I absolutely did. I mean, I was just sitting there with my mouth open. I'm like, my God, why don't we have politicians like this in the United States? And we got Trump and Biden. And by the way, I have to disagree with you. I think you said that if Biden stays in and Trump wins, it's not Biden's fault. I respectfully disagree. I think Biden is really, you know, we've known that he's always had a big ego, always. And now he's delusional. He refuses to look at these polls. And I tell you what, this is kind of a...
No, hold on. Since you started talking about the British election, I do want to get you back to that if you would want to do it. But when you say you disagree with me, do you think it is more... Do you think it is more... Joe Biden's hold. If Joe Biden is the nominee and he doesn't win, do you think he is more to blame than the legions of people who support Donald Trump's victory?
Yeah, they're both to blame, okay?
Okay, then you and I do strongly disagree.
With all due respect, I think you have kind of a Pollyanna view. I mean, yes, ideal world...
No, I think we might lose. Let me ask you another question. If Kamala Harris... becomes the nominee and doesn't win. Do you think that is more Kamala Harris's fault or more the fault of people who vote for the opponent of Kamala Harris?
I think it's more the fault of the people.
On that one, we agree. Let me ask another one. When Hillary Clinton lost, was it more the fault of Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton's campaign, or was it more the fault of the people who supported Donald Trump and the people who voted for Donald Trump and built that campaign?
Well, you have to remember, Hillary Clinton won by 3 million votes.
When she was not elected president, do you think it was more her fault or more the fault of Donald Trump Confederates and Donald Trump supporters and Donald Trump voters?
Yeah, I think Hillary Clinton ran a terrible campaign.
That wasn't my question. Do you think it was more the fault? Answer my question the way I asked it. Do you think it was more the fault of Hillary Clinton or do you think it was more the fault of Donald Trump, his Confederates, and his supporters?
Well, I think it's more the fault of the
voters. We agree on that one also. What do you want to say about the British elections?
Yeah. Well, that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to say it's a stark contrast between the candidates we have to choose from, okay? This guy, and even the opposition, I mean, I live and breathe politics, probably just like you do, okay? So we're abnormal. We're not like the normal Americans. In fact, almost half of the Americans don't even bother to vote. So to expect the American voter to concentrate on the issues and not the images they see on television is just not feasible. It's impossible. Most Americans don't really care about politics. They go about their daily business, make their payments on their four-wheel drives, try to make their payments on their mortgages. They're not paying attention to they don't know about Project 2025. I bet you if you took a poll, probably about 10% of people heard of Project 2025. They see the television and the guy cannot complete a sentence and says, we beat Medicare. That's going to stick in their minds more than just, trying to pay attention to people. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I absolutely understand, and I agree, and I have a quibble. And thank you so much for the call. I do want to take another caller. But before I do that, let me respond in these two ways. One, when, so you and I strongly agree, then I'm really heartened by the call, because I hadn't heard any punditry about it. I'm sure there was a bunch, but I haven't read a single commentary, a single think piece about it. I was just personally impressed by Keir Starmer's talk, and it was a short speech, and I was moved. And I was not moved because it seemed like he was intending to be moving. I was moved because he was saying the words I would think I would want a servant leader to be. Here's my quibble. So I agree with praising that. But what I want to try to persuade us to do as a movement, to try to persuade us to do as a community, is instead of then having our lesson for that is, why can't we have leaders like that, and then whacking the people we've got, which is justifiable, I understand it. But instead, ever so slightly pivot at that, ever so slightly change it and say, what can we learn from that? It's even related to my comments on Israel. Like, if you attack somebody, they do not want to listen to you. They think that you are their enemy. It gives me pause when I criticize the conservative movement, because what I actually want for more of these people is for more of them to be pro-democracy voters, for more of them to honor women's right to choose, for more of them to think the middle class is important. There's things we need to do to rebuild that middle class. And so just criticizing, I know, drives them further away. I've seen it happen with individuals, friends of mine, who got driven away because of being attacked. I want us to learn rather than just critique. And the other piece of it is that when we are focusing on what we focus on, how can we help teach them what's important?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So yes, I know that people want to talk about personalities, but I think we can help people focus on what's even more important than that. And I think we can help a little bit.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. It's been a while since I was out of work, but I remember that grind of looking and that occasional suffocating feeling of anxiety like it was yesterday. If that's where you're at, and you don't mind if I encourage you to try something, because I am sure you're pretty tired of hearing people say, have you tried to do blah blah blah, or have you thought about ga-ga-ga? I'd like to recommend a project. Make a budget. Pulling together a monthly budget can help reduce your money stress, even if it doesn't make money magically appear. Knowing what you have to spend and where you want to trim is better than just closing your eyes and letting those bills pile up. And taking charge of your current financial situation, that can be an important contribution to your mental health as well as your and your family's well-being. You can get started today. I've got a video about how to make a budget on Work Money's YouTube channel. All the resources at workmoney.org are free to anyone looking for help spending less and saving more. And hey, if you're between jobs, keep your chin up. You got this.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And the good texture squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Well, let's talk about dog food. Do you know that your dog's food might be harming them? That's what it says here. Dr. Marty says there is a major red flag to look out for, and that is cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. Because when dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids can overheat and create dangerous compounds called AGEs. It's not age, it's a big enough topic. This is advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower and older than they are. Higher amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is cooked at high temperatures. So it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. So you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. And you can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM. 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary, but they tend to like healthy and tasty food. Text fees may apply. All right, let's go to back to your phone calls. Who do we have on the air? I think now we have Angela. Go ahead, Angela. Hey. Angela, are you there?
I'm here.
Go ahead, Angela.
Okay, great. Listen, hi, Jefferson. I'm hoping that the comments that I'm about to make won't be regarded as hyperbole or an exaggeration, because I really mean what I'm about to say.
All right.
As an African-American female, the whole discussion regarding if Biden is, heaven forbid, forced to step down, or even if he's just convinced to step down, and then the total overlooking Kamala Harris as the presidential nominee in lieu of, well, let's face it would be a white male. I think the whole discussion regarding that, it feels more than just a betrayal of African American females. It actually, to me, it feels, speaking for myself, it feels like a rape of black females. And the reason I say that is because, just like throughout history, it feels like our votes as our bodies have been used for the pleasure and whatever the whites needed. And then once they got what they wanted, we're just tossed aside as so much used items. And it is more than, as I said, it's more than betrayal. This is how I strongly feel. The insensitivity and the callousness, the cavalier attitude of just simply overlooking her, is saying to me, we really don't care what African Americans feel about that. You know, they'll be okay. They're going to fall in line. What are they going to do? Vote for Trump? I don't think so. We can have our cake and eat it too. We don't have to regard how they feel at all about us overlooking Kamala Harris and putting in our nominee for the as president. And when you think especially of the fact that it's largely black females who are responsible for putting Biden in office. I believe it was Senator Clyburn's daughter who came to him and said, tell Biden if he puts up an African-American female as his vice presidential nominee, we've got his back. We'll make sure that he gets in the office. And then after this, with the just, again, dismissing of all of that, it truly feels to me as though we've been used once again, just like our ancestors, and it hurts me to the core. I know more than anyone about the ramifications of allowing a Trump in office. But I'll tell you the truth. It will be extremely, extremely difficult for me. I will never vote for Trump, make no mistake about it. But after that kind of a betrayal, if it does in fact turn out that they pushed aside Kamala and put a white male in office, it would be, well, not put him in office, but put him up as the nominee. It would be extremely hard for me to vote. And it's not just me. I have spoken with my friends and my family, the female, black female relatives. We all feel the same way. And if we feel it, I guarantee you, African-American females around this entire country feel the same way.
Angela, I appreciate the call. And I'm really glad you called. And I'm really glad you called. And the and I hope our listeners heard that. I hope our listeners who have been pining away for Gavin Newsom or Pete Buttigieg or some other candidate that they love, saying, oh, I wish I could get my candidate who would be the nominee instead of Joe Biden. I hope.
Can I say one?
Please, go ahead, please.
Can I tell you one very important thing? Turn it the other way around. As I said, if the attitude is African Americans will vote regardless, because who else are they gonna? What else are they gonna do? Turn it around. If Kamala is in fact the nominee, or what you as a white American, especially a white male American, are you going to say, well, because Kamala is in office, I'm just not going to vote for her. It's going to be Trump. I will never vote for a Kamala Harris. Are Democrats going to stay home or vote for Trump if Kamala is the nominee? Or regardless, are they going to pull together and say, even if I had doubts about her, we've got, in this case, our country, the election is too important. We're all going to come together, and we're going to vote for her.
Yeah.
Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, so it's another question. I'll take that one as well. But Angela, thank you so much, and let me respond to a couple of things. So the first thing I was saying, I'll deal with the last thing you said. So I'd be proud to vote for Kamala Harris for president. I was proud to vote for her for vice president. I'd be proud to vote for her as president. Hope people heard Angela. And let's make no mistake, before we get to break, black women saved America. That's what happened. They just didn't elect Joe Biden. They saved America. Because but for that move, but for what they did in southern states and in states, or what black women specifically did in the country, Donald Trump would have been elected. And black women saved America. And does that mean that only they get to pick who the next president is? Probably not. But does it mean we owe something?
To the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
But does it mean we owe something? Yes, it does. And we got to make sure we hear Angela. She speaks for more than just Angela. We'll talk more about that after the break. 202-808-9925.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. The White House says President Biden is healthy and able to perform his duties. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre had testy exchanges over the issue with reporters in the briefing room.
No findings which would be consistent with any cerebellar or other central neurological disorders such as stroke, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, or ascending lateral sclerosis. That is from February.
Hurricane Beryl roared ashore in southeast Texas, says CBS's Janet Shamlian.
People abandoned their cars on flooded freeways.
Storm surge rose to about 7 feet in areas just west of Galveston Bay.
7 people died in Texas, 1 in Louisiana. A tire has again fallen off a United Airlines flight, this one after takeoff from L.A. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Following the earlier incident where a wheel fell off a United 777, the FAA began an audit, really, of United's operations.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge has ruled parts of Act 10 unconstitutional. State Superintendent Jill Underly says this decision could have a profound impact on public schools statewide. Although the implications of Judge Jacob Frost's decision are still unclear, Underly says now is the perfect time to reinvest in Wisconsin's public schools. Fighting against climate change can be good for your mental health. Dr. Emma Lawrence, leader at the Climate Care Center at Imperial College London, says countries need to address how environmental changes affect our mental well-being.
These impacts increase food and water insecurity, forced migration, community breakdown, disruption of access to healthcare that can lead to anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, substance misuse, and even death by suicide.
Studies show advocating for the environment can help relieve these eco-anxieties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Norman Reedus is working hard to keep his character's Walking Dead spinoff fresh. Reedus has played Daryl Dixon for the franchise for the past 15 years now, 10-plus seasons on The Walking Dead, and now 2 seasons on the latest installment, The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon. In the first season, Dixon washes up on the shores of France, which is where the apocalypse and virus started. I'm just guessing that the spinoff explores how French zombies look down on their American zombie counterparts. In not at all anticipated in any way, shape, or form sequel news, there is a sequel in the works for John Tucker Must Die, which was released in the early 2000s. Talk about making people wait for closure they've long since forgotten about. Actress Brittany Snow and Penn Badgley appear to be left out of the new film. Sometimes things just work out. The original movie got panned with a 28% on Rotten Tomatoes, but with the new film, the filmmakers are hoping to achieve mediocrity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any shower or rumble of thunder ending, we'll see partly cloudy skies the remainder of the night. Lows near 60 and winds will be light. On Tuesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, highs in the lower 80s, a slim chance of a shower or storm. It's 60 at our studios.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday on Up North News Radio, we'll have our monthly sit-down with Congressman Mark Pocan. Plenty to talk about as the conventions draw near.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
And what Angela said, when, forgive me as I paraphrase, was if Kamala Harris is passed over, Joe Biden steps down, and Joe Biden is not the candidate, and then there's some sort of open process or some other sort of process, and insert your candidate is there, and that candidate is not Kamala Harris, then it will feel like something worse than a betrayal. Angela used the word rape. It's a pretty strong word. And I'm not prepared to adopt or endorse that race, that word, but it's not my feeling. It's not my lived history, nor is it sort of my genealogic history that I've had to deal with. So I want to also be a little respectful. It would feel like something worse than betrayal. We feel yet again that black women who saved the country, that's my words, not Angela's words, she said were significantly responsible for Joe Biden winning. I went further than that and say saved the country. But for them, not only, I mean, Donald Trump would have been president, for sure. That's not a hunch, that's arithmetic. And they didn't get hoodwinked. Black women in America didn't get hoodwinked. They voted in droves, and they voted for democracy. For a country that for those whose ancestors were born in America, whose ancestors were raised as slaves, they decided, nonetheless, we will support the saving of this country, and we will support democracy. You understand the level of moral commitment that requires? Do you understand the emotional work that it takes to be able to do that? Do you understand the loyalty to any of us? As howly whiteys, me included, understand the debt of gratitude we owe? Do any of us think we could have done the same work rather than having generational desire for vengeance? In my worst moments, I worry that that's what I would do. If my great-great-grandparents had been enslaved, and I did, there was some oppression, religious oppression, on the dad's side of my family. I at least relate to that. Everybody's experience is different. But the work that requires, the work that is required, nonetheless, save the nation. And it would feel like betrayal. And I am glad Angela could say it, because she could say it better than I can. I really want our listeners to hear that. And I want the people who are calling for Biden's removal to hear that, because I think here's some of the analysis. Now, this does not answer the question of whether Joe Biden should continue to be the nominee. It doesn't. Nor is it the final word on whether Kamala Harris should be the nominee. It's not the final word. But it is such an important part of the equation. One explanation of Joe Biden's thinking, and of the people who are wanting Joe Biden to stay in the race, is Joe Biden the best candidate to be able to win the race? But is he the best candidate in the context? Because imagine Angela speaks for more than just Angela, and I think Angela does. I think Angela's not alone. My wife feels the same way. And I don't think my wife is alone. That the, and to be clear, my wife does not present as black, does not identify as black. I think she's 1/32nd black. It is not part of her public story. So when I say my wife feels that way, I'm not saying my wife a black woman. That is not what I'm saying. I am saying that it is not only Angela who feels that way. And I don't think it's only black women who feel that way.
that the concern that, that it's not the whole field. The question also is, can Kamala win? Van Jones made a really important point, and I want to get to Diane's call. Diane, you're going to be on in a second. Van Jones made an important point. He says, well, a challenge we have now is Kamala's on the ballot anyway. And I don't mean as vice president, because there's so many people who are thinking that Joe Biden will not fulfill his presidency. Even before Joe Biden took office, the right wing was going after Kamala Harris as the actual future president, and that Joe Biden was just the stalking horse. That might it be better just to put Kamala on the ballot as the front name, if that's what we're doing anyway? That is a legitimate argument. So when I say that, when I say that Angela's is most important call of the day, it's not the same thing as saying, therefore, people should not question whether or not Joe Biden should stay on the ballot. It is see this whole context, including understanding that taking a colorblind view of the electorate and a colorblind view of the Democratic coalition is inaccurate and unrealistic and therefore somewhat unhelpful. That I believe on Joe Biden's mind is how, I mean, maybe top of his mind, is how do we preserve the Big D Democratic coalition, the anti-Trump coalition, the Obama coalition, sitting aside the Biden coalition. How do we keep intact and grow a pro-democracy coalition whose most important members are black women? I don't know if I've said those precise words on the air, but let's be really, really clear. The most important cohort within the Democratic Party at this point in the movie are black women specifically. So that has to be part of the calculus. Angela, I went on for a while longer than I expected, but thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Diane. Diane, you are on the air.
Yes. I appreciate Angela's view, and I think she brought up a very good point. But I know she wanted to get this in early in the game, but I think we're way ahead of the game. I mean, how would I say? This should be a non-issue with us about President Biden's performance in 90 minutes when he spent 3.5 years doing a fantastic job. I just think that FDR did his best work when he was in a wheelchair, and no one questioned whether he was up for it. And I think that we're wasting our time chewing this debate cud. You know how certain animals, when they digest their food, they chew on it. I just think we need to move on and talk about constructive things like, what is Project 2025? What are the consequences of it? And learn together so that when we, in fall, start talking to people who are willing to listen, you know, in September, whenever, that we are prepared to explain what that 900-page document is about and what it means to them in their life. And we're not doing that. And quite frankly, I think we're doing the Republican Party's work for them. They should be bashing Biden, not us.
Yeah.
And there's a saying about when your enemy or your opponent is making a stupid move, let them make it.
Yeah.
Don't say a word. Don't interrupt. You've probably heard that in court. When someone's making a fool of themselves, let them blather on. That's what we're doing is a lot of blathering.
It's an interesting point, Diane. It is the reason Axelrod posted, well, why is, in a rhetorical question, why is Donald Trump, why are Trump Confederates, why are the Republicans not calling for Biden to step down? I think they're two pretty obvious interpretations. Yeah, one interpretation is, well, because they want Biden to be the candidate because they think it beat him. And another interpretation is, no, let them hang themselves. Because if, and this is, you know, it's not three-dimensional chess, but it's a couple moves away. Because I think the other thing they know, and this is why I myself, if I'm Kant, if I'm going to motive, then it's still tricky. It's still tricky to read, because here's why. If you're a chess player, it's still tricky to read, and here's why, in my view. That if the Republicans started yelling really loudly, take Biden out, Biden needs to step down, what would be the reaction among progressives and among Democrats? The reaction would be to disagree with that, because that's the thing. That's how our T-shirt color style of politics would work. And so you'd have a much louder announcement from Big D Democratic voters. No, no, ride with Biden, ride with Biden. Mojo, mojo. And you'd get more and more of that, and then he wouldn't step down. So I actually think reading the behavior of the Republicans is not, it does not give a clear answer. To me, the clear, go ahead, Dan, finish.
Democrats keep bringing up polls. Alan Lipman, who predicted 10 times, it would have been 10 times straight in a row,
right,
but the Supreme Court hadn't gotten
right
in the middle of it.
Right.
But correctly, and he said, don't worry about Biden. Support Biden. Go into the election. At this point, even after the debate, he's winning.
Yep.
He will win.
Yep.
And I think someone who has a track record like that, let's quit our guessing and our second guessing and third and fourth guessing and support, get behind Biden. I mean, look at the Republicans. Can you imagine a candidate like they have, as weak and slimy and grimy as he is? He's still in the race and he's, you know, they're saying he may win. Why? Because they stand behind him in force all together. They've never given anything up.
Yeah,
and it's a fair,
it's a fair point, Diane. I appreciate the call very much, and thank you for calling. Let me say one other point. Let me respond. So, I want to connect to the Keir Starmer thing. If we think that leadership isn't about the leader, but it's about the people, then what we have to do is think about what are the most important issues we have to focus on that will impact the people. And the funny thing is, it's a little bit less the leader and more about the project that they will implement. And we can spend some of our time on that project. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Your calls, speed round, big finish, coming up next, 202-808-9925.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle 3. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
All right, we have time for probably two quick calls. Let's take the first one right now. Who is on the air? Jim in Auburn, New York. You are up. Go ahead. Fill this room with your intelligence.
All right. Okay. I agree with the last caller. This is the most important election in our history. Trump will destroy the country. I love Joe Biden, but after the performance he put on, it wasn't lack of sleep, it wasn't lack of preparation. He's in dementia, and I've seen how quick somebody can decline in dementia, and he's not fit for another 4 years. If he was, let him take a test and have the doctors prove it. Why won't he do that?
I appreciate the call. We're going to do speed round. Let's take the next one. Who's up next?
All right, thanks.
Appreciate you. Doug in Everett, Washington, you're on the air. Doug in Everett, Washington, can you hear me? So I do want to make sure that during the break, people heard, while we're in the break, heard Nanette's phone calls, the interesting back and forth between Angela and Nanette. Angela making the important argument that if Kamala Harris were passed over, it would feel like worse than a betrayal, given the role that black women played in Biden's victory and playing right now in the Democratic coalition. And also Nanette's response, which is, yeah, and you know what's important to me, and speaking as another black woman, I'm not the black woman speaking, of course, and Nanette was, that what's most important is whoever we put up to beat Trump has the best chance of beating Trump. And to me, in her words, that might not be Kamala Harris. So I just want to make sure people heard both of those perspectives. Do we have Doug?
Carl,
go ahead. Carl, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jeff, look here. I'm a combat vet from Vietnam. And in Vietnam, 1969 was the worst Tet of all. I was in Tet. And I've been in on probably 100 firefights. And let me tell you, one firefight, I was like Biden. But listen, one act does not make a man, a moral man. And they just playing it off. And all the right wing press is doing is trying to pump up Trump. And Trump didn't lose no. Trump didn't go to war. Trump's sons didn't go to war. And Biden not even getting his own son out of the mess he's in. So that's character. So we're gonna trade in somebody with character and somebody that didn't even for five times the permit, didn't even want to go, didn't want his sons to go, and we're going to trade in a patriot for somebody like that. And here's the poem I want to read this morning to you, this afternoon. A thousand points of light right-wing radio and TV stations all across the nation blasting right-wing rhetoric day and night. All across the spectrum making right-wing connections. Saturating America's press with hatred. Using the masses' communications to sway the public opinion. Hiding behind religion and quoting scriptures, but not to the liberals. While starving young, disadvantaged children, making criminals out of law-abiding citizens, sabotaging communities with court order ruling, don't tell me this ain't right-wing conspiracy.
Carl, thank you for the phone call, and thank you for your service. Appreciate it. And let me say something in response. This is something I don't think I have said on the air before, and I don't think a caller has said it before, so I want to spend a moment before we wrap, that the sitting president of the United States had one son who's been indicted and looks to be going to jail, looks to be going to prison. He had another son who died from combat-related, who suffered from combat and then ended up dying. And Joe Biden has almost certainly been in the position to avoid both things. Donald Trump, his dad and his family put him in the position to get all those deferments and avoid having to go to war. And then has succeeded in putting his own sons in great position, his son-in-law, to get $2 billion from the Saudis. And has leveraged his power for the benefit of himself and the benefit of his family. Joe Biden is not. That is a point that is worth making. We've got time for one more speed round call. Who have we got on the air?
Devon in Pittsburgh.
Devon in Pittsburgh, you're on the air. Make us proud.
Hey, Jefferson, here's my idea. Biden needs to throw down. Say, look, I will take a cognitive test as long as Trump takes the same cognitive test, and we'll both release the results. Dare him. Dare Trump to take a cognitive test. Double dog dare him. But let's get some facts on the table, man, because I don't think Biden's got what it takes to put us over the top at this point.
Devon, I appreciate the phone call. Let me finish with this. I gave the reasons why I don't love the debate. The discussion about after all the primary has been happening in the states, the discussion about whether Joe Biden's debate performance should disqualify him as the nominee. First of all, I want to disagree with something a caller said. I have not seen it. No mental health professional that I've met with thinks that Joe Biden is suffering from dementia. Ronald Reagan was, almost certainly. But there's nobody that I have talked to who thinks that Joe Biden is suffering from dementia. Is he old? Is he slower? Yes. But the indications I've got is not that he's worse, but he's slower. Not that his judgment is worse. In fact, Eugene, board-certified psychiatrist, said, no. What's happened is I've been 82. I've had some decline. I've also been wiser. That side of the equation, I think, has been missed as we engage in this discussion. The good part about it, what I like about the discussion, is it does help us delve into what makes a movement. To the extent we share a political party, what makes us share that political party? What makes the country? How can we be strong? And how can we honor the pieces within it? I do very appreciate that discussion. That discussion, I think, will continue this week. And what can we learn from our country? What we can learn from other countries? I hope you celebrated the 4th of July in a way that made you stronger. Hope you're getting through the weather. Hope your dogs made it through the fireworks. And I appreciate you being here. You're the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason. And you are priceless. Be with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Joe Biden's top 100 rolls into days 25 and 26. We're talking infrastructure and transportation. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.